Welcome to the Nature Conservancy's Journey with Nature. I'm Michael Atwood. If you happen to be walking through a wetland on a cold February day, you might see one of the first signs of spring, the skunk cabbage. Their maroon leaves mottled with patches of yellowish green are easy to see through the snow. It's even more noticeable if you accidentally step on one. Tear a leaf off this unique plant and take a whiff, and you'll know how this wetland wildflower got its name. Besides the musky, putrid smell, another distinguishing feature is the plant's warmth. Skunk cabbages are one of the few plants that exhibit thermogenesis. That means they have the ability to raise their temperature, much like a warm-blooded mammal. The wildflower can regulate its temperature well above the outside temperature throughout the day and night. This attribute also allows the skunk cabbage to melt its way above the frozen ground. Although it flowers while snow is still on the ground, it is successfully pollinated by early insects that also emerge at this time. Its foul odor is useful in attracting pollinators, such as carrion scavenging flies and bees, and serves as a warning to larger animals to stay away. You can see skunk cabbages throughout the spring when the leaves finally emerge and flood the wetland with green patches. The leaves decay in early summer, but unlike other plants that dry up and fall, the cabbage essentially dissolves into a black, slimy substance that soaks back into the ground. Just another quirk of this unique wetland wildflower, the smelly but always fascinating skunk cabbage.
Journey with Nature is made possible by the Nature Conservancy of Indiana. More information about late winter plants is available at nature.org/Indiana.